USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The threat of sanctions against Russia and its leadership has failed. Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine overnight. Death and destruction has been reported throughout Europe's second-largest country. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on their response to Russia.
Later today, we will present a package of massive and targeted sanctions to European leaders for approval. With this package, we will target strategic sectors of the Russian economy by blocking their access to technologies and markets that are key for Russia.
Ukraine has announced martial law, and they have cut diplomatic ties with Russia. Most roadways out of Ukraine have become parking lots as people attempt to flee. Oil prices surged above $100 per barrel after the invasion started. Crude oil is trading at $105.40 per barrel as of 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time Thursday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What are the best cities to live in here in America? When you consider cost of living and other factors, the results might be surprising.
A new study is revealing the most and least affordable U.S. cities to work and live in. Good Hire says Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Reno, Nevada, and Provo, Utah rank as the top three most affordable cities. On the other end of the spectrum, Los Angeles, Hartford, Connecticut, and Corpus Christi, Texas top the least affordable list. The study factored in available job opportunities, housing prices, and earning potential when compiling the rankings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida State Senate confirmed Governor Ron DeSantis' pick for Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, who opposed mask mandates in schools. The Florida Senate voted 24-15 in favor of Latipo last night.
People having difficulty separating their ideals or political ideals and perspectives from science and what science was saying.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As diplomacy and the threat of sanctions have failed in Europe, Russia has now invaded Ukraine. President Biden has promised unrelenting sanctions against Russia and its key leaders. Republican Representative James Comer of Kentucky told Newsmax these sanctions will ultimately hurt Americans because of Biden's abandonment of energy in this country.
Well, I think more could have been done. And you have to remember, Joe Biden has talked a tough game for a long time. Ever since we knew that Putin was having his military buildup on the Ukrainian border, he's threatening with swift sanctions, swift American response. Well, Putin goes ahead and starts his journey inside Ukraine, and Biden just has a little minor sanctions. And you have to look, this is a reason, the reason for this is twofold. Number one, Joe Biden's failed energy policies. And number two, Joe Biden's failed withdrawal from Afghanistan. Putin knows that the United States is at a competitive disadvantage because energy prices are going to go through the roof. These sanctions are going to hurt Americans as well. They're also going to hurt Putin's enemies, the oligarchs, who he feels are gaining too much wealth and too much power in Russia. Putin's numbers in Russia aren't good. So this is good for Putin, and I don't think that Joe Biden had a plan from day one. And certainly to make these bold threats and then come out with minor sanctions is another act of failure.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.